On a dark 20-degree afternoon in Juneau, I'm happy to be warming up inside the Zach Gordon Youth Center. Just a few steps from the door, I'm introduced to Amanda Lovejoy, the center's recreation coordinator.
It's a great place. Kids get to come in and they can do their homework, they can hang out with their friends. We have lots of resources we can connect youth with.
Lovejoy is usually in charge of sports programs and scholarships, but lately, she's earned an additional job title.
She's really the chicken expert, so I'll
the
let
chicken
her,
expert.
Yeah.
Yep, now she is the resident chicken expert at the youth center.
I used to have chickens. I had 3 chickens for several years, so it was just a natural for me to slide into it here.
Lovejoy leads me outside down a snowy pathway to the chicken coop.
You want to come in?
Yeah.
Inside a small gated area, I'm greeted by 6 hens strutting over frosted hay. Because this is Alaska, the hens have a heated water bowl and a cozy hen house illuminated with red lights.
The fun thing is watching them run. They really do look like little dinosaurs when they're running.
The youth center took them in as chicks earlier this year, and they're not just for show. They're here for a purpose.
The purpose is to have the eggs, really. And honestly, the kids are kind of involved in like taking care of them and coming in and spending time with them and helping raise them. It's been fun for everybody.
The kids who come here after school bring the hens treats and scour the coop for eggs. But Lovejoy still does the dirty work, like cleaning up the poop. Back inside, I meet some of the youth center's biggest chicken enthusiasts.
Chickens are fun.
Yeah.
I find 10-year-old Warren Plouffe climbing Zach Gordon's indoor rock wall, and he's eager to talk about the center's resident farm animals.
I like going out there and petting them and picking them up. I like the white one. Its name is like Mocha or something.
And he loves going outside to look for eggs.
We once found like 21 or something at the same time because they hadn't checked it in a while.
Is it hard to find them?
No, they have a little nest and they just lay the eggs in there.
Warren is no stranger to being around chickens, either. His family used to have some of their own. Now, he gets a kick out of hanging out with the Zach Gordon hens after school.
Sometimes, like, if you're eating raisins, they, like, crowd you. Or if you're eating any food, they just crowd you, and it's just fun because they, like, jump on top of you and, like, try and peck you.
In the kitchen, volunteer Annie Bonino-Bridge pulls out a tray of eggs, all labeled with the date they were found. The youth center uses the fresh eggs to make meals for the kids and bake cookies with them. She says they've been trying different methods to get the hens to lay more eggs, like feeding them cayenne and red pepper flakes.
Chickens don't have the taste buds to taste spiciness, so they can't tell that it's spicy, but it's supposed to help them increase the number of eggs that they lay and improve the color and quality of the yolk.
At the end of my visit, Warren takes me back out to the coop and picks up one of the hens for a photo.
Hi.
He says he doesn't come here as often as he used to because he's gotten busy with other after-school activities, but he still likes to visit the Zach Gordon chickens as often as he can. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.